You can't look at what has been happening in Puerto Rico these past weeks without wondering how Hawaii's far more isolated islands would fare in a similar disaster. We often hear that our supplies of food and essentials would last 30 days at most if our islands were cut off for any reason. It's an accident of geography that makes Vern Miyagi's job especially challenging. He's the administrator of the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency, and he's with us in our on the phone. Good morning, Vern.
Hello, Chris. Thanks for the opportunity to speak to you guys.
Well, I think I think it's kind of a good time to talk about this, don't you?
Yes, very much so.
You know, Puerto Rico is not, in fact, in the middle of the ocean, as it was described recently, but we are, right?
That's absolutely correct.
So what does that mean for us? You know, we've had, correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't Iniki the most violent hurricane that ever made landfall in the U.S., I mean, in terms of the wind speed?
Well, I think Iniki was Cat 4.
I think we might have just lost you, Vern. It sounded as if your phone cut off. But my recollection in terms of it, I was of course here during Hurricane Iniki, was that the sustained winds that Iniki brought to it were among the highest ever recorded. We're getting Vern back on the line. He is the administrator of the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency, and of course, what we've been hearing about Puerto Rico is the difficulty of getting needed supplies there to an island that is anything but remote and extremely close to the U.S. mainland. So what, in the event of a similar emergency, would happen here? And the reason I brought up Hurricane Iniki, of course, is that Hurricane Iniki was a disaster from which Kauai took quite a while to recover. I'm speaking with Vern Miyagi, administrator of the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency, about Hawaii's resident readiness for a similar hurricane to what Puerto Rico has been experiencing. Good morning again, Vern. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. Sorry about the connection there.
That's quite all right. Well, it's kind of an example of infrastructure and how fragile it can be, right? And I use the example of Hurricane Iniki because it is one of the more powerful hurricanes that America has ever had. And it took a long time to bounce back from Iniki, didn't it?
That's correct. When we deployed, we were there for about 6 weeks, about 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah. How much help did we get from the outside world, and how much help did we need from the outside world in a case like Iniki?
Well, Iniki was a major disaster, as you know. We got a lot of support from the active military. We got a lot of support from FEMA, the mm-hmm. federal forces.
Mm-hmm.
And we also rallied among the counties, the Big Island Help, Oahu Help, Maui Help, the people on Kauai. But it was a major effort involving both federal, state, and local resources.
And in a way, it's not an exact parallel to Puerto Rico, because Puerto Rico is only one island as opposed to several, and we were able to help nearby islands with our resources, right?
That's correct. It was a beautiful example of the Aloha spirit, where the Hawaii people just help each other out.
Yeah, yeah.
Take care of each other.
Well, let's just sort of postulate the idea of a disaster that affects all the islands so that we all need help at the same time. How would it come our way?
Well, the main thing would be, this would be a disaster at that level. Again, it would be a federally declared disaster, and we would need support from the federal sources. One important thing is that Hawaii is fortunate in that we have a major military headquarters here from the active duty forces.
Uh-huh.
So they would be also calling in on their federal side to provide support to the state.
Do they have it sort of built into their mandate to, not just take care of what's on bases, but to take care of the surrounding civilian population as well?
Yes, that's the very fortunate part on our side. The relationships between the civilian side and the military side are very outstanding. The ECOM and the federal forces have a Title 10 federal mission in the Pacific EOR area of responsibility.
Uh-huh.
However, they also have a secondary mission to provide what we call DISCA, DFCA, defense support to civil authorities.
Uh-huh.
And that's where we have our entry to their support.
And that's, of course, that's a lot of support. That's a lot of resources. That sounds as if that's kind of our saving grace, given the challenge of our isolation, Vern.
I believe so. And the other point to be made is that the dependents of the military, active duty military, live among us. So at the state side and the county side, we still have the same responsibility to make sure we take care of their families also.
Yeah. How's the, how's the funding pool for, you know, we established a hurricane fund after Iniki, right?
Yes.
It's been bit into a few times, but how are our resources financially for anticipating or dealing with the disaster?
Well, right now we have sufficient funding at the state level to handle emergencies. What we have to make sure is that we have the relationships with FEMA and the federal side so that if there is a disaster within Hawaii that qualifies for a presidential declaration, that we have that in hand right away, because the federal side would provide 75% with a 25% match from the state. So we have to make sure we account for that properly.
And that's always a key thing in a disaster when that federal announcement comes in, right?
That's correct.
And that unleashes a great deal of work.
That's right.
Are you, what would be your druthers if you were sort of given free hand to enhance what Hawaii already has in terms of disaster preparation? What kind of things would you be thinking about?
Well, you know, bottom line for me, Chris, is that our resilience or our preparedness is really based on individual and public preparedness. So if the public would take the recommendations seriously, and this Puerto Rico event is really an eye-opener again, or an awakening, that it's individual resilience that has to carry us forward initially. So people taking care of themselves, so that emergency management personnel like ourselves and the county can focus on getting the power back up, the roads back up, the harbors back open, and back to some sort of normalcy. You know, we have areas of the shelters, the tyranny of distance, as you mentioned earlier, and this is the kind of stuff that we have to get over with. But if the public can be resilient for that time frame, I think we'll be all right.
It really becomes a part of, gets right back on a whole sort of a cultural thing of how strong we are. Thanks very much,
exactly.
Vern. I really appreciate it, and I hope we don't have to talk to you again.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot.
No, thanks a lot for talking with us. I really appreciate it. Vern Miyagi is a retired United States Army Major General and Administrator of the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency.